Today's daf is Brachas Daf Yud Ches, the first daf here in the second parak of Maseches Brachas. And let's start with a new parak on Yud Zayin Amud Bey. Says the Mishnah, says again, just the sponsorship, again, the Shirim is sponsored by the Elman family, Li Ilu Nishmas, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yechiel, Michal Fegelman, Bunya Bas, Rabbi Chaim, Asher Fegelman, Rabbi Gershon Lipa, Ben Rabbi Leib, Azriel Rubin, Basha, Bas, Rabbi Yamin, Rubin, Aleihem, Hashalom. So here we go. Haya Kore Batora. If somebody's reading in the Torah, he has a scroll. In the days of old, they used to learn from scrolls. They used to learn from Sifrei Torah. And it wasn't that we have published Sfarim today. That's why even if you remember, the Rosh has a Shita that maybe the mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah today has been modified, and that writing and buying Sfarim is part of the mitzvah, because that's what we learn from. We don't learn from Sifrei Torah anymore. But in the days of old, they used to learn from Sifrei Torah. So somebody was learning from the Torah, Hayikara Batorah, Vigiyaz Banamikra, and then a time came for Kriya Shema. So is he Yotze Kriya Shema? If he's just reading from the Torah, and it becomes time, and he happened to read all the right words. Im kiven libo yatza, v'im lavo yatza. It depends if he had kavana. If he had kavana, the 2 days in the Gemara Maseches Brachos and the Bavli, and the big discussion here, what type of kavana are we talking about? Because really, there are three types of kavana. If you look in the Sefer Hashlama on the Bavli, the Sefer Hashlama says, one of the Rishonim from Provence, that there are three types of kavana. Vada, kishalosh kavanas chaluko zumizu yesh bekriyishma, kavanas halev, the kavanas kriya, the kavanas latzes. Three types of kavanas that we could be talking about. Kavanas halev. Kavanas halev means the special kavana of kriyishma, kabbalas o malchus shamayim. That's kavanas halev. Beinon, or only bepasuk rishon. We'll have different days, Baruch Hashem, today. Kavanas kriya. You have to have kavana to read, to say the words. Kavanas kriya. Can't be that I'm daydreaming, I'm not even focusing on saying the words. Shem kori la hagi lo yatsa. And then kavana latzeis. Kavana to be yotze the mitzvah, which is something that applies to all mitzvahs. That's the sugya mitzvah srichas kavana and mitzvah zayin srichas kavana. And that, lo b'inan afilo pasuk rishon, right? Because that's, what do we paskin? That's a question. Whether we paskin srichas kavana or ain't srichas kavana, that's the machlokas tanoim, amoraim, rishonim, and poskim. That's the radvaz, the Magen Avram in Simin Samach, in Shulchan Aruch, Arachayim. Shulchan Aruch quotes 2 days. Yesh omrim shein mitzvah srichas kavana. The yesh omrim shein srichas kavana. Latzeis ba'asiyas osa mitzvah. The Shulchan Aruch in Simin Samach, Siv Dalet, quotes 2 different days, and says v'chein halacha, that you need kavana. The Magen Avraham quotes, there's a chilek between mitzvahs daraisa and mitzvahs darabanan. By mitzvahs daraisa, one needs kavana. Dafka b'mitzvahs daraisa, aval b'mitzvahs darabanan, ain't srichas kavana. It's automatic. That is the chiluk of the Radvaz. That's what we're machmir for this. What do you mean machmir? We're machmir to require kavana for mitzvahs daraisa, yes. But we're also machmir that we don't need kavana for mitzvahs darabanan. What does that mean? That's why by Sfirasa Omer, we're machmir like most Rishonim, that Bali Tosfos, that mitzvah Sfirasa Omer today is a mitzvah darabanan. And therefore, if somebody asks me what night it is, I don't say tonight is 6. Because then, even though I didn't have kavana, it's a mitzvah d'rabbanan, maybe you don't need kavana to be yotzei. So that's why I say, well, last night is. I don't say what tonight is, because I don't want to be yotzei without having kavana. So that's one of the examples where we're machmir on all sides for mitzvah srichas kavana. There are stiras in the Rambam. The Rambam all over talks about sometimes mitzvah srichas kavana, ein srichas kavana, kibim machal, between different mitzvahs, lulav and matzah and shofar and all the mitzvahs. So we're not going to get into that now, but to know that is a big discussion. The Ra'ah, also one of the Rishonim here in Brachas and Daf Yud Gimel, has 2 opinions, whether the Kivin Libo Yatza, Lo Yatza, the 3 parashiyos of Kriya Shema are not in order in the Torah. So are you going straight in order or not? So the Ra'ah has 2 days here, whether the parashiyos are L'ma'akev, right? Hakori L'mafreya. What does L'mafreya backwards means? So we assume that if you say the words backwards, we say Uvisharecha, Beisecha, Mezuzas, right? You're not going to be yotzei if you say the actual words backwards. What if I say the psukim out of order? That's one level. What if I say the parshios out of order? So that's what the Ra'ah is talking about here. Afagab dekari betchila parsha sitzes is in shlach, right? And the other 2 parshios are in sefer dvarim. So even though you said shma sitzes first, v'hadar shma shekenu sidurin batora afal pikein ein ba mishum kari l'mafreya. That's not a problem. That The Gemara says, you're not Yotzi with Lamafreya. The Lachashav Kori Lamafreya, El of a Pasik Echad. Shekori Atevos Lamafreya, as I just said. Shekori Ateva Achrona Rishona. If you say the words backwards. Avo, but Parshios Lachashav Lamafreya. First day, if you said them out of order, that's fine. As long as you said the Parshios completely as a Parsha, even if you said them out of order, you said by Yomar first, that's okay. Inami, or the second day of the Ra'ah, Ikala Memar, Dechiamrinan Hayakori Batorah, when our Mishnah says, you're reading the Torah, Lav Lamemra, Shikra Kasidra Akaza Batorah. Who says that you're reading the Torah in order? Maybe you went in the order of Shema. Ela Shekori Batorah Ma'atkan, U'ma'atkan, Shalokisader. Right? You read them out of order. Vinizdamilo, and it just so happened, Bakara Parshios Kasidra, that you read the Parshios Kasidra. Yatza, Vinami, okay, the third day, or it's connected to the second day, maybe you do need an order. And when it says Yatzeh, it means the ones that you said in order. That if you said, let's say, Vayomer, and then Vahaya, and then Shema, you were Yotzeh Shema. Now you got to say the other ones. But it's two different days, 2 days in the Ra'ah, what exactly it means, Yatzeh, and read them Keseder. So let's get back to our Mishnah. So one's reading in the Torah, and the time for Mikra, the time for Kriya Shema comes. If I had Kavana, great. If not, then I'm not Yotze. One other sheet to mention, and that is, there is a Deya in Rabbeinu Yonah, in Maseches Brachos, that says maybe the whole issue of Tzrichas Kavana and Ein Tzrichas Kavana, that general Kavana of being Yotze Mitzvahs, this should not apply here by Kriya Shema. Because maybe that whole discussion is only by a mitzvah shel maisa. By a maisa, so then you could possibly say you don't need kavana, because look, you shook the lulav. Look, you ate the matzah. So you actually did something objective. So you could say ein tzrichas kavana. But if all the mitzvah is just dibur, then what do you have? What do you have if you didn't have kavana? You were just talking, daydreaming. So that's a day in Rabbeinu Yonah, quoted here, in brachas v'yesh lomar dafilu misha sover de mitzvah ein tzrichas kavana hanimili pedavar sheish ba maisa shaha maisa hu b'makam kavana kegon etilas lulav diamrinan mida agbe nafik bay. By lulav you did something v'chein kolka yotze b'zeh avo b'mitzvah shetluya ba'amira bilvad, but a mitzvah that is only tali on the amira bilvad vaday tzricha kavana, of course you need kavana shaha amira hi b'leiv. Right? You didn't do anything. And therefore, the general sugya, mitzvah yichas kavana, might not apply. Okay, that's a discussed shita, but that is quoted in Rabbeinu Yonah. Back to the Mishnah. So if you're reading the Torah, kivein libo yatza, lo kivein libo lo yatza. So, says the Mishnah now, uviprakim, what about hefsekim during Kriya Shema? Hefsekim during Kriya Shema, uviprakim, shoel mepnei akavod umeshiv, ubeemsa shoel mepnei ayira umeshiv, divrei Rebbe Meir. Right, Reb, the first opinion is, between the paragraphs of Shema, I'm allowed to ask somebody who I have to have covet for, and I can answer them. And beemsa, in the middle of the paragraphs, I'm allowed to only ask someone who I have to have yira from, or I have yira from, I'm in fear of, I'm in awe of, umeshiv, and of course I could answer if I could even ask. That's Rabbi Meir's opinion. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, he has one step up. Be'emsa shoal mipnei hayira umeshiv mipnei hakavod, right, one step more lakula, right, even in the middle of the paragraphs, if somebody who I have to have covet for speaks to me, then I'm allowed to answer. Ubiprakim shalom ibn yakovid umeshiv shalom achal adam. And in between the paragraphs, I'm allowed to be shalom ibn yakovid, and I'm allowed to answer shalom to anyone. Generally, these halachos are not lamaisa today, because we assume that even the people who are asking, who are yira or kovid, understand that we're saying kriyashma and we're in davening and we're not being mafsik for them. But generally, it doesn't. These halachas of kovid does not come up that often. What exactly does kovid mean, and what exactly does mora mean? So there is an important Rashi in the Bavli. The Charedim quotes it here. Quotes the machlokas between Rashi and the Rashba. Rashi says, "Bidei yira." What does it mean, "Bidei yira"? Adam shehu yare mipanev shalo yahargenu. Right. What does yira mean? Somebody who you're scared that they won't kill you. Right. And that's who you have all these halachas for. That you're allowed to be shol mebnei hayira umeshiv. Rabbi Yehuda says v'chul other chalukim. So that's Rashi. If you look in the Rosh in Maseches Brachos, if you look in the Rashba, they say What are you talking about, Rashi? If they're going to kill you, you can do anything you want. What, you give me mopsik in the middle of Shmona Esrei? Right? If your life's in danger, says the Rashba, Vitamili, imi b'nei sakanis nefasha sricha lemeimar, pshita, shein lecha davar ha'omid v'fnei pikuach nefesh, lo tzricha ha'chal misni. Right? You wouldn't have to say that. Right, and that's what the Haridim quotes from the Rush also. Ute ka'akshinan perek b'ma malikin, like the Gemara asks in Masechah Shabbos, says the Rashba. Gabi ha'machabes anera b'shila chola she'ishan. V'cholu v'od, mashitir b'kriyashma asru b'tfila. And these hefsekim that the Mishnah lists about Kavod and Nira, if you look at the parallel during the Amidah, you can't. Right, even in the days when you were allowed to be mafsik with Shoal and Nira, during Shmona Esrei you can't be mafsik. Even if you say that Kriyashma is the Arais and Tfilah is the Rabbanan, ironically, you can't be mafsik. I can't be Shoma Be'a Yira in the middle of Slach Lanu Avinu, but one second, I can't. If there's a life danger, you can be mafsik in the middle of Shmona Esrei, of course you can. Right? Sakanas Akrav, later on Daf Lama Gimel in the Bavli, you're allowed to be a mafsik. And continue. Shaninu ha'ikari bat sashmao pagaba avivo rabo mishakadim ene b'chachma sho v'chulu. So says the elavadai b'plei ha'kavad b'plei ha'yira does not mean that. B'plei ha'kavad means mishakadim imenu b'chachma that you have to have covered for, and yira means your father. You have to have mora from your father, right? Or your rebbe, right? V'aviv v'rabo t'hainu m'plei ha'yira shu mitzave b'yira sam ish imo v'aviv tira'u v'rabo m'plei seva takum v'yareisa mora rabcha k'mora shamayim. So that's how the Rashba and the Rush argue on Rashi. The Rashash suggests for Rashi that maybe it does not mean, what Rashi means is not that the person is going to kill you now. It means that the person has the power to kill, but not that your life is in danger right now. So maybe that's what it means. Shalo yargenu, so because he has that power, but not because he's actually going to do it right now, because then obviously Rashi wouldn't be talking about that case, as the Rishonim ask. Also interesting that halacha that was just quoted by the Rashba, again, we'll have to talk about that, but we'll mention it just now again, the difference between Kriya Shema and Tefillah. Even if I say Tefillah, meaning saying Shmona Esrei, is Derabanan, and Kriyashma is Daraisa, there might be differences in halacha in the opposite direction between Kriyashma and Tefillah, right? Kriyashma, I'm allowed to technically say without, a man could say it without a shirt on, as long as he has a belt, right? Libo ina roa se'erva. Shmona Esrei, I'm not allowed to dive without a shirt on. Rashi says in Brachas Daf Chafei, in the Bavli, because it's Omeid Lefnei HaMelech. Kriyashma is not Omeid Lefnei HaMelech. Right, I'm always only lefnei melech in a certain sense. Shivisi Hashem l'nagdi samid. But in terms of that intense tefillah relationship, amida is only lefnei melech. Kriyashma is not. Kriyashma, I think we mentioned this at the beginning of our shiurim. Kriyashma, I'm more talking to me than talking to God, and I'm getting myself in the right frame of mind for davening, and that's why Shema Yisrael Hashem l'kenei Hashem l'chav yahapas Hashem l'kecha. We're talking to ourselves, we're talking to fellow Jews. And Amid is different. That's why there could be differences between the two. Okay, let's continue. There's a lot more there, but we'll continue. So Hayakori Batorah v'chulu, says the Gemara. If somebody is reading in the Torah, and then the time for Mikra comes, so the Bavli focuses on the Mitzvah Srichas Kavana element. The Yerushalmi here focuses on the Bracha element. If I'm reading from the Torah, I'm learning. It doesn't sound like I said the Brachas. Right, so does that teach me if I had kavana I'm yotzei zosomer zosomerishin brachos ma'akvos? It must be that the brachos are not ma'akev, because here I'm being yotzei, they're not ma'akev the mitzvah of kriyashma. Right, I'm not yotzei. I do the charedim here quotes from the tshuva of the Rashba. You should say the brachos afterwards. Even if I was yotzei the mitzvah of kriyashma, we still say birchas kriyashma later, because there's a mitzvah derabanan of saying birchas kriyashma. Right? He quotes this from the Rashba and the Tshuva. Umiyu chozer v'omer brachas. You see this beautiful charedim. You still say the brachas afterwards. Upefnei atzman v'lo kriyashma shekvar yotzei. You already yotzei kriyashma, so now you say the brachas by themselves. V'yaf al pisha brachas shelefnei kriyasa niskanu. And even though kriyashma was niskan, to say with birchas kriyashma, lav brachos shel kriyashma heim. They are not specifically, exclusively connected to kriyashma. Kidei shetomar heichi yavarech shel yavarech al shel ala kriya. Right? So you shouldn't say that, oh, if you're already yotzei the mitzvah of shofar and you didn't make the brachas, nobody's going to say, an hour later, you're going to say, l'shma kol shofar, and not do the mitzvah. Because that's a mitzvah, that's a berachas mitzvah. Berachas mitzvah and a mitzvah does not exist without the mitzvah. But when it comes to berachas kriyashma, they can exist without kriyashma, says the Rashba in the Tshuva. V'chein eskimu kol ha-ga'onim. That's what all the ga'onim say. Shaharei. Eino mevarech asher kedishano b'mitzvot v'tzivano l'gros ha-shma. We don't have a bracha like that. Oh, no sein ha-Torah kederach shetiknu b'kriyas ha-Torah b'kriyas ha-Megillah. Lefichach. Afal pi sheyotzi de kriya. Even though I was yotzi de kriya, let's say when I was like kivin libo, yedei brachas lo yatza v'chozer hu v'korei brachas b'fnei atzman. And therefore you have to say it yourself. And therefore it says, the charedim ne lamata midvar, we learn from his words. When the Gemara here says, brachos einan ma'akvos, it means it's not ma'akev the kriya. The kriya is not ma'akev, and I'm yotze the kriya. Deba'ot delo birech lo avikilu lo kara. Right, before I say the brachos, it doesn't hold back the mitzvah of kriyashma. But the brachos, I should say again. And the charedim ends off, v'lo hutzrach lo markein el lamanda amar kriyashma derabanan. This whole discussion is only according to the Shita of Kriya Shema D'Rabban. And if you say Kriya Shema D'Araisa, Pshita D'Yatzi De Kriya. It's obvious that you're Yotze Yide Kriya because the Birchas HaMitzvah, which is D'Rabbanan, would never hold back a mitzvah D'Araisa. He says that as a Dabar Pashut, hopefully we'll get to a little bit later in the Masechta, a discussion of that. This is Tosfos Arash in Brachas and Daf Tezvav in the Bavli. That sounds like maybe it could be Ma'akiv sometimes. Okay. So that is the Rebbe Ba, that brachos are not ma'akev, and therefore one would just say the brachos later. If you look in Shulchan Aruch, this comes up. Let's say somebody is davening at a later minyan on a Shabbos morning that's going to miss my Kriya Shema. So what's the minhag? The minhag is to say Kriya Shema in the morning. So you ready to say the mitzvah of Kriya Shema. So then later on you go to shul and, well, we all know, right? You just say brachos Kriya Shema without Kriya Shema. No, we don't do that. Right? We say the whole thing. We don't go like Rebbe Ba. So if you look in the Shulchan Aruch quotes that it's better to repeat Kriya Shema too. Even though it says here, Brachas Einan Ma'akvos, but still, the Shulchan Aruch says, Simin Samach, that same Simin, Kara Kriya Shema below Bracha, Yati Dechovatz Kriya Shema, V'choze V'karia Brachas below Kriya Shema. Right, that's the Meikra Adin. That's what we just said. What is the Baragola quote? Yerushalmi. Right, that's our Yerushalmi. There's no Bavli that says this. Yerushalmi. V'nireli. But then the Shulchan Aruch says, V'nireli, Shetov Lachzor, V'likros Kriyashma, Ima Brachos. Better to repeat Kriyashma with the Brachos. When you repeat it, we'll talk more about that with Hashem in a couple of minutes. But now let's continue. We'll see what the Svar for that is. Says the Gemara. We're going to go with the Charedim's gear. So the Charedim switches the next two lines and puts it two lines later. So let's skip the next two lines for a minute and go to Hativun. Hativun, is it really true on the that you could be medayik from our Mishnah that the brachas weren't said? Says the Gemara. One second. I'm going to quote something else that's not in the Mishnah, and that's left out. So just because the brachas are left out doesn't mean that you didn't say it. Right? Maybe you said the brachas and you happened to also be reading Kriya Shema around that time. So you can't be medayik that the brachas weren't said. Hatevun, we asked, ve'eno mafsik, velo taninita, taninata. Right? The fact that you have to take a little break between the first pasuk of Kriya Shema and afterwards, that's not mentioned. We're talking about Hefsekim in the middle of Kriya Shema, but we know, says the Gemara, and we'll have this B'Hashem later on in the daf, that you have to pause a little bit. What's pause? Maybe say Echad in a lengthy way, maybe lengthen the Dalet, maybe say Baruch Shem Kavod, some Achronim say. So you add in things into Kriya Shema right after the first Pasuk. V'lo Tananita, and that's not said. So, V'hacha Afagav de Lo Tananita, so to hear by the Brachas, even though it's not mentioned, Tzorach Levarech. Right, you have to make a bracha. Maybe it left out other halachas, right? And therefore, don't assume that automatically you're yotzei the Shema and you totally without the brachas, right? Look at the charedim for a minute in Dibur Maskal v'hacha tzorach levarech klomar v'hacha nani ami omer lecha. I say to you here, diav agav delo shana Rebbe tzorach levarech v'imlo birech lo yatsa. Maybe you're not yotzei without the brachas. De birch brachos ma'akvos kriyashma. The mitzvah chada derabanan hi kriyashma bebirchoseha. says the Sefer Charedim. Because maybe it's one mitzvah derabanan. The birchas kriyishma aren't daraisa. But maybe Chazal enacted them as one kiyum along with kriyishma. So that is the Charedim. So that line is a crucial line because that Rav Soloveitchik picked up on. If you look in the Shiurei Harav that they put out from Rav Soloveitchik on Maseches Brachos, he discusses a difficult sheet of the Rambam. Problem with the Rambam? Well, it doesn't become difficult once he gives the answer. If you look at the Rambam in six different places, the Rambam always quotes the rule that we generally know. If you're not sure if you did a mitzvah, sorry, daraisa l'chumra, you have to do the mitzvah again. But if you do it again, if you have a suffix about it, you don't make a bracha when you do it. Right? Because something brachos lahakel, or something, that part of it might be something drabana lakula. So whenever I have a suffix about a mitzvah, I'm not sure, or even if I don't know if I did it, I have a suffix right now. Right? A suffix, a mila of an androgynous, the Rambam says. You're not sure if it's a zachar or it's a nekeva. So you do the mila without a bracha. Right? Suffix in any area. There's 10 different examples that are quoted. When a suffix in shchita, and suffix in mila, and suffix in tzitzis. Any time that I don't know if I did the mitzvah or not, I have to do it again, but I don't repeat the bracha. But the Rambam says in Hilchos Kriyashma, if you're not sure if you were yotze Kriyashma or not, you repeat Kriyashma im birchoseha. You repeat Kriyashma with the brachas. And the question is, well, why is that? What do you mean with the brachas? The brachas are durabanan, and the brachas are extra, and somebody durabanan lakula. So explains Rav Soloveitchik, Vashenir Muchach Mizad, it's a Simin Zayin and Shiurei Harav. The shiny birchas kriyashma mishar brachas. Birchas kriyashma are different than other brachos' relationships with their mitzvos. De bishar brachas ha-mishanami yimbeya chodavach ha-chamim, aftehu toeh, mikomakom b'di'evet yatsa. And also, he quoted another Rambam, which I didn't quote, that if you change the nusach of the bracha, right? But birchas kriyashma, that's different, that's a unique. The chilak yesh min birchas kriyashma le-bin shar brachas. Let me quote this one. Bishar bracha le-mitzvahs ein la bracha shaychus le-guf kiyim ha-mitzvah. Rak din b'fnei atzma. Lo mark bracha kodem. As he has a mitzvah. You make a bracha before you do a mitzvah. Aval la bracha ein la shaychus kla le-guf ha-mitzvah. Achein chalak bazet din birchas kriyashma mi-drabanan. Sheim ahavim chilak atzmi me-a kriyashma. V'kiyum echad im kriyashma. Is one kiyum. And if you look closely at the brachas, there might be a parallel between the first bracha and the beginning of kriyashma and the second bracha and the second paragraph of kriyashma. They all might be parallel. Omehai time atiknu gimel brachas kriyashma. That's why there are three brachas kriyashma. Sheim ahavim betocham gimel parshas kriyashma. Tochan parsha rishona yichud Hashem v'kabal zom al chashamayim and bracha rishona yotzer or v'rechoshech ma'ariya mevi layla, which is about HaKadosh Baruch Hu's rulership of the world. The second parsha v'libatim asavos b'nechem adaber bam chovas talmud Torah, so that's also Ava Rabba, right? Shlishes chirsiyas mitzrayim, and that's Gal Yisrael. So they're parallel. And therefore, he says, this is applies even by Safek, and the like. So that's similar to what the Charedim is saying here, that it's one kiyum. It's one kiyum, so maybe you wouldn't be yotze without it. And again, there are those that are machmir that say, no, one shouldn't go to a minion that's going to daven after this man, because then you have to see kriyashma before, and you're going to miss this kiyum. Kriyashma berchosel, when you're being yotze, the mitzvah of kriyashma. Okay, we continue. Now we go back to the previous line that we skipped. Omer, Abyosa, im omer, achu, tzorach, levarech. If you really hold that Birchas Kriyashma are part of the mitzvah, and you have to be mevarech, birech, tzorach sheyichaven eslibo bekulan, that you'd have to have kavana in all the brachas. If the brachas are one kiyum, and they're ma'akev, the mitzvah, so then maybe we should say, din brachas are like Kriyashma. And just like if you say parts of Kriyashma only if you have kavana or yotze, so to the brachas. Right? Or the Charedim says, maybe it's not as chamor. But that's what his suggestion is. Rabbi Yosef is saying, maybe you should say that you have to have kavanah with all the brachas. Zoso meres, sorach lachavin, eslibo v'kulan, right back to the last line on the Amud. This is to say that you have to have kavanah in all of them. So that's what you would say if they are ma'akev. So nishma'ine minada. So let's say, let's try to learn it from the following Tosefta. Nizir Nadar, Rav Achoy, Amar Mishum, Rabbi Yehuda, Im Kivin Libo, Beperek Rishon, Afal Pishol, Kivin Libo, Perek Sheni, Yatsa. Rabbi Yehuda says, if you had Kavana in the first parsha of Kriyashma, even though you didn't have Kavana in the second parsha of Kriyashma, you're still Yotze. What do we Medayek? The Charedim says, maybe we're Medayek that the third parsha you wouldn't need. Because the Gemara is going to give a reason now why the second parsha you don't have to. But everything else you would have to. Right? And maybe if you read it like the Haredim read it, he has 2 days here, had to read this line of the Gemara, you would even need it for Kriya Shema, because basically everything needs Kavana, unless otherwise pointed out. Ma bein Parak Rishon and Ma bein Parak Sheni, why would there be a difference between the first and the second Parak? Amar Rabbi Chanina, kol ma shekasa bazeh, kasa bazeh, because it's really a repeat. The second parsha of Kriya Shema is very similar to the first parsha of Kriya Shema. So once you did one, you have kavana for the first, so then one doesn't have to have kavana for afterwards. So me'ata leikra el echad. Okay, so if they're so repetitive, so why do you even have to have the second bracha of the second parsha of Kriya Shema? If it's all saying the same thing. So the Gemara says, no, there's still a difference. Amar Rabbi Ela, two differences. Harishon liyachid vasheni letzibur. The first one is singular. V'yahavtas Hashem alakecha. And the second one is Sibur. It's plural. Harishon leTalmud vasheni leMaisa. The first one has a focus on Talmud Torah. Vishinata leVanecha vasheni leMaisa. The second one has more of a focus on mitzvahs maasios, right, and viasata deGanecha and going out into life. So therefore, there's a difference between the two. That's why you have to say the second one. But according to this opinion, Kavana isn't as crucial in the second one because the major themes were already mentioned in the first one. Okay, so now we have a couple of other opinions about, we didn't really totally answer that issue of Rabbi Bun with Rabbi Yosa with the Kavana of the Brachas, but we have other opinions, and there are even more opinions of the Bavli. Which part of Kriya Shema is crucial for Kavana? Bar Kapara Omar. Ein l'chatzor Kavana el shlosh psukim arishon in bavad. First three psukim, it needs the special Kavana of Kriya Shema. Again, it does not sound like we're talking about the general mitzvah Srichas Kavana or Ein Srichas Kavana. It sounds like the special Kavana of Kriya Shema focusing on the words. Vitani Kain. And we learned, Vishinantem, that's the beginning of the fourth pasuk. Vishinantem, ad kan le kavana mikan ve'elach l'shinun. Up until here, the special kavana is needed, and now the focus is the learning. Again, the post can quote this in Siman Sama Gimel, what kavana you need for which level of kavana, says the Shulchan Aruch in Siv Dalad. Sama Gimel Dalad. Iker kavana b'pasuk rishon. That's the Iker kavana. Hilkach im karvel lo kivin libo v'pasuk rishon lo yasid yechovaso. If you know kavana for the first pasuk of Shema, you're not yotze. V'chozer v'kore. V'yafilu manda amar mitzvah ein srichas kavana, moda hacha. And even if you say mitzvah ein srichas kavana, you admit here, because this is not just regular mitzvah srichas kavana. This is kabbalah samachos shemayim, is part of the mitzvah. So the Shulchan Aruch quotes the opinion, first pasuk, the Mishnah Berurah quotes, including Baruch Shem, and then, v'yesh machmirim ad alav avecha. Right, that's based on this day in the Bavli and the Yerushalmi, right? The first three psukim. Continuing. Rebbe Chuna, Rebbe Ori, we should try to have Kavana for all the Shema. Maybe we could even try to think about the Aseres HaDibros during the Shema, as we saw a few days ago. Rebbe Chuna, Rebbe Ori, Rebbe Yosef, Rebbe Yehuda, B'Shem Shmuel. Tzorach l'kabal olav achol shamayim me'umad. You have to be makabal machol shamayim, say Shema, me'umad. Right, what do we think this means at this stage? Standing. Umar says, really? Ma imhaya Yosef omed? You should stand, right? 2 days in the Mefarshim, right? Does that first, the Haredim says, you have worse kavana when you're standing than when you're sitting. When you're sitting, you have better kavana, so why should you stand up? Or others say it means, that looks like Beis Shammai, right? If you're standing up when you're saying Kriya Shema in the morning, you don't want to do that. So the Gemara says, no, I don't mean mu'umad stand. Lo, im haya mahalech omid, it means stop, meaning if you're walking, stop to say Kriya Shema. If one is traveling on a donkey, stop to say Kriya Shema. That's what it means. It doesn't mean that one should, in terms of sitting and standing, but in terms of stopping. Tani, tzarech laharich be'echad. One should be marich in the word echad. All the different kavanas, as we'll see. Rav Nachman bar Yaakov Amar, argirsa, ubilvad, vidalis. In the dalit. In the dalit, you should be marich. Right, which is one of the rayas that some of the Temanim bring, that they have the proper pronunciation. Because Ashkenazim, we're dalit. How do you marach in duh? Right, that's just one sound. But if they say a duh is a th, so that you can be marach in. So that's one of the, but there are other pshatim, how to get out of that. But that's our gear. So if you look in the Beis Yosef and others, if you look on the Rishonim here, they have another girsa of Yadgish, Ubavache Yadgish Bedalis. You have to emphasize it. Yadgish meaning make sure it's not a resh. Make sure it's not a resh. Right? Not Hashem Acher. Right, Hashem Echad. Right, you have to focus on that. If you look in the Rishonim, the Smak is one of them. The Smak, and Mitzvah Beis talks about every letter of that word. Else, the Aleph, you have to think about Hashem. Hashem is one, and then in the Ches, you think about Hashem is in charge of the seven heavens and the land, which is eight. Right, that's the Ches of Echad. And Dalet Hashem is in charge of all the four directions of the world. So it's a lot to think about in one little word, right? Hashem is one. Hashem is in charge of all the seven levels of heaven and the earth. And that's why you have to say it very slowly, because he has a lot to think about in that little word. That's the smak in Mitzvah Beis. Mitzvah Beis. He has all of those kavanas. Sumchis bar Yosef Amar kala marech be'echon arichon lo yamo v'shnosa b'tova. If somebody's marech be'echad, then he has long life. Maseches Brachos has a few nihugim that bring long life. But here's one, right? The first one that I think that we have here in the Yerushalmi. Long life, if you're Marech. Rabbi Yudavi Marech Sagin, Rabbi Mirbia had a very long Echad. Amar Lei Reb Zeira, Les Atat Sarah Kol Hachin. You don't have to be, you don't have to say it so long. Ella, Kol Shetam Lichu, Bashamayim Uva Aris, Uba Baruch HaSad Olam. As long as you thought about HaKadosh Baruch Hu being in charge of the heaven and earth, right, that's the Ches, and in the four directions, right, that's the Dalet, right, then you're fine. I don't know exactly how long he did it, but it must have been too long for Abzera. Rav Shoel Rabbi Chiya Rabba. Rav asked Rabbi Chiya Rabba. Leina Chami LeRebbe. I didn't see Rebbe. Demakaw Alav Amachos Shemayim. I didn't see Rebbe. Rav says, Rav the Talmud of Rebbe, that he was Demakaw Alav Amachos Shemayim. Meaning, he started giving shir before this Zman Kriya Shema started, and he kept through the entire time, and he gave shir until the Zosman Kriya Shema was over. That's a long shir. And I didn't see him stop for Kriya Shema. So I don't understand. He wasn't Mekabel Malchus Shemayim. He didn't stop. I guess all the Talmidim went out here and there to say Kriya Shema. But the Rebbe went straight. So Amar Lei, he answers his, Katachmine Yov Yadi Alapoi. Did he ever put his hands over his eyes during the whole shir? You know, sometimes Rebbeim do that. They pretend they're thinking. Not pretend. They're thinking about something. So they put their hands over their eyes. So you missed it. Right? When he put his hand over his eyes, that's when he said Shema. Amar Lei, Ve'enot Zor Laskar Yisiyas Mitzrayim. What about Yisiyas Mitzrayim? Okay, you want to say the first pasuk of Shema, right? That you, and maybe this proves that that's all that you need. So Amar Lei, Les Efshar Delo Yate Mile. If there's no way, it's impossible that he didn't turn the conversation to Yetzias Mitzrayim at some point in the 5-hour shir. So he brought it somewhere during that conversation. He brought up that topic. Rav Tevyomi Shalor Reb Chizkia, Les Hada Amra Shein Lechatzara Kavana LePasuk Arishon Bilvad. Aye, but do you say only pasuk Rishon? Is this a proof? Because that's all Rebbe did. If he had his hand over his eyes, maybe only Pasuk Rishon, is that all you need Kavana for? So, Amar Lei, no. Ada means, the Pnei Moshe says, Betokach, Ada, meanwhile, Yisan Ad Vishinantem. Right? When he had his hand over his eyes, he said all three Psukim. So there's no riot that it's after the first Pasuk, it might be up to Vishinantem. And therefore, you got to be careful what you say about your Rebbe. If you're not watching carefully, maybe he'll say Kriyashma without you even noticing it. Okay? We will stop here.